leader.
Order, order.
You know, there's so much to debate in this parliament. I'm amazed that Labor is wasting the parliament's time with an urgent debate
A minor financial glitch for Health Minister Jonathan Coleman was not how the Speaker, David Carter, regarded Labor's claim of financial mismanagement in the Ministry of Health.
The matter raised is a very serious one, and the sum of money involved is significant. The Treasury has expressed concern at the governance and financial management of the Ministry and has stated that it does not have, quote, confidence that the failures that occurred around the project will not reoccur.
Mr Carter was ruling on a request from opposition leader Andrew Little for an urgent debate on allegations that the Health Ministry had financially mismanaged the refurbishment of its Wellington head office, for which Mr Little held Health Minister Jonathan Coleman and Finance Minister Bill English accountable.
This has been an absolute and utter failure of oversight by those charged with the responsibility of that oversight. A $24 million refit project, that is a big project in government. And yet the Ministry of Health, its officials, no doubt aided and abetted by the Minister, because the Minister would know this was going on, is somehow able to persuade Cabinet that they've got the funds to do this project when the funds don't exist. How, Mr Speaker, does that happen?
Responding to Mr Little's question, Health Minister Jonathan Coleman's answer was both political and personal.
Mr Speaker, every time I hear Mr Little speak, I'm thoroughly reminded of why he couldn't win the New Plymouth electorate two elections in a row. And I tell you, there's one thing that unites the Labor caucus, it's the overriding feeling of boredom they get whenever they see their leader get up to speak.
Mr Coleman then attacked his Labor shadow.
I've got a number of messages for Annette King, actually, but I tell you, Mr Speaker, if she's going to let that doofus take over her seat at the general election, she's going to end up
with
some very...
The Honourable Annette King.
You, Mr Speaker, you heard what the member just said, a disgraceful comment about the Leader of the Opposition. If he can't argue the issues, he shouldn't get on his feet at all.
Also critical of Mr Coleman's response was Greens co-leader Matiria Touré.
So the Ministry of Health makes a major financial mistake, losing $18 million, and the Minister knows about it and he hides it from the New Zealand public. He has just spent 15 minutes shouting about the TVPA and about Annette King and anything else he can make up in his own mind, and he has not explained to New Zealanders why he hid from the New Zealand public the fact that the Ministry lost $18 million. What, he knew about it.
Matiria Touré's criticism of the Minister was echoed by the New Zealand First Party's Fletcher Tapito.
I sat there listening with earnest interest at what the Minister had to contribute to this debate. I wanted to understand how he was going to explain the situation to the House. But, sir, I was busy listening, and the Minister literally had no reply to the issue that we are talking about under urgency as of this moment. Literally nothing, sir. And it was an abuse of a member who has not had control of those ministerial reins for over 11 years, and yet he felt it was topical to talk about that now and drag it up and somehow cast aspersions on someone who had nothing to do with this farce.
Fletcher Tapito was, of course, referring to Annette King, who told the House that it had been a cover-up.
And you know how we know about it today and why we're having a debate? One line in a Treasury report seen by a researcher in Labor said a report from Treasury on financial management in the Ministry of Health. And we put in an official information request, and what came out was all this stuff. This House has been treated appallingly. The Select Committee's been treated appallingly. It should have been in the annual report, you're quite right. It should have been in the financial investigation and the financial statements from the Ministry, and they sat there and said nothing to us and treated us like fools. So this is a black day for this government and this minister, who spent most of his time talking about when I was minister 11 long years ago.
Labor's Deputy Leader and Health Spokeswoman Annette King. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.